for the players.
It is recording, but yeah, here we go. I'm going to send it to this crowd out the front now.
Oh.
So here we go.
Here we are. All right, well, this is confronting. High crowd. All right, well, let's get into it. I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture PlayStation podcast of the 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in that games media. I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. Again, this is now Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, because Daylight Savings sucks. But if you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. I still hate that fucking name. All of those links can be found in our description below.
And if you want to join our conversation as it happens, you can head over to twitch.tv/popculture so we can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening on podcast service, give us a 5-star rating and a written review. But we said if you want to join the conversation as it happens, we are sitting here on the floor of PAX Australia 2023. We are at the Audio Technica booth. There's people outside that can hear our nonsense.
It's wooting really loud.
There's like weird looks that people are like, oh, I haven't referenced my bumhole yet until right now, so that was risky. But if I'm going to talk anything about my bumhole, there's a third person I have to have at this table, and that is Paul James.
If anyone's here to talk about your bumhole, it is me.
Yeah.
We had this conversation about what we should and shouldn't say beforehand. We went straight there.
Yeah, and we said, don't mention bumholes. And what did I do the second we went live and I went outside? Reference my back end. Front end. Off topic at the moment. But yeah, how are you, man?
That's for the After Dark podcast. I'm doing well. It's PAX time, which is always a good time.
Yeah.
Gets to catch up with everyone else, if nothing else. But there's also some cool games here too.
Oh, most definitely. And the best thing about this is like, A, we're coming here on the show for it. We really appreciate it here at the Audio Technica booth. Shout out. Like, I am like absolutely shilling so hard today. I had my shirt on. I had my headphones on. I was just like jerking AT all day. I'm happily to do so. But yes, and the beauty is, like, we, of course, we're going to have yourself, the number one guest.
Most recurring guest. Take that, Jono.
Eat a butt, Jono. But no, it's good to have you back. So, as I said, I keep repeating myself, Paxtra, how are we finding it so far? Now, granted, everyone can hear us, so we shouldn't bury the convention. But you can't.
Under heaps of praise.
Wait to foreshadow.
How are you, Max? How are you finding it?
It's different. Yeah. It's different from last year. Obviously, last year was the big one. Coming back after so long away. It felt a little bit empty this year.
Yeah.
Until at 10 o'clock when everyone came in. And then it was fine.
Then it was chaos.
And it's not nearly as bad as what it's going to be tomorrow. But
well, yeah, because tomorrow sold out. And I think today's only like 85% or something, so it's not too gnarly. But
data.
Yeah. What about yourself, Bad?
Look, it's less than, I don't know, it's a weird one. So, like, you talk about last year in the comparison there, but ultimately we didn't have any of the big three last year.
No.
We're a step in the right direction this year with Nintendo coming back.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but obviously PlayStation-centric show, no PlayStation here. That's disappointing in that sense. Yeah. Obviously, I mean, I don't have a PlayStation show anymore. But
you still can. Like, your other one was bad, and you were good. They were bad.
A week.
You can join this one. I put that out there, but you always have like 17 other shows.
Yeah, I do
so
15
no
dev diaries a week and 10 football podcasts, and try to sleep somewhere along the way. Mm. But I guess like it's a step in the right direction to see Nintendo back.
Yeah.
But I hear rumblings that thing like there's a lack of enthusiasm around kind of there's things that I won't discuss on mic here. But I guess as a consumer of games, like I'm still happy. Like Nintendo's got some cool stuff, and there's some really really cool indies. Some that are making repeat performances this year. Others that are popping up for the first time. There was I can't remember the exact name, footy something though. Like it's an AFL game.
Oh.
Instantly better than AFL 23. Ross, if you're out there, I'm sorry. You didn't even send me a code. And he owed me two. It's really, really cool. It's kind of this like NBA Jam, AFL style game. Then you can punch people. Like you run along, you straight up Barry Hall punch people. and then you get suspended for 5 weeks. but only after the game's over, at which point you just still run along and just keep punching. It's awesome. Like, I'm already locked in for a tournament tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
To win, like, a $100 voucher.
Even better.
Nice. So, and I got a T-shirt. That was cool.
Nice.
Anyway, but there's lots of other cool games. I guess for anyone watching or listening who unfortunately couldn't attend PAX, I'm going to spruik one game now that I chatted to you about beforehand. Primordial's Legends Hollow Hero. PlayStation people obviously love God of War and God of War Ragnarok.
I didn't bring them in here. So literally, like, there's...
Blades.
The problem that I have with conventions is, like, you pay money to get in to then pay straight retail for, like, everything else. Okay, always kind of makes me... until I find something I like. It's like Pop Vinyls. Pop Vinyls suck unless it's the one that I really want. And then suddenly Pop Vinyls are the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
So it's one of those circumstances of...
Pick and choose.
Oh, man, there's so much crap here. I don't want to buy... And then I find, like, the Blades
you
of found, Chaos.
You find your crap.
I find Blades of Chaos. I'm like, I don't buy the Blades of Chaos. And I do. And if I had them, I'd be holding them right now. But my partner is holding them outside. She's like, you're going to stab someone. I'm going to take this before you poke an eye hole out. Now Jono's touching them.
Good idea.
Turns out Jono's my new partner. Which I'm also very happy with.
Gently caressing your blade. Hollow Hero, it's basically God of Wombat. It's really, really cool. People are going to, like, you'll lose your mind over it.
Did you say God of Wombat?
God of Wombat.
Nice.
The hashtag they were using for a while was the Combat Wombat. But
I,
like,
I almost, like, spat coffee out my nose.
It's
thanks,
one
man.
Of the half a dozen, like, what do they call it? Like, the showcase games, like the big top tier ones. And it's running
PAX
on
Rising.
Unreal 5, like within PAX Rising, but it's in the top half dozen, whatever it is. I can't remember the name. Can't see it from here. But amazing game. Definitely, like, you absolutely need to try it out before you get out of here. Otherwise, there's some really, really cool games. I'm keen to check out more over the course of the next few days.
Yeah.
But I'll just gradually drift along, I think.
Yeah, because as you were saying, like, without PlayStation's presence here, like, as a predominantly, you know, as a PlayStation podcast, like, we talk about that console, what comes to it as its primary. So without them being here, it does make it a little bit harder. However, it's also very perplexing in that Spider-Man is like 2 weeks away. So, like,
not even.
Why not be here in some capacity, I guess?
Yeah, and I guess, like, to draw the parallel, like, Mario Wonder comes out the same day and it's here.
Yeah.
People can play it.
Yeah. And
it's rad. Like,
did you check it out?
I played it first thing this morning. It was awesome. I played it with a bunch of randoms who kept killing me.
Sounds fun.
I mean, it was. I don't understand the game because everyone got to transform into an elephant, but me, I had to stay as Yoshi. I was like,
because they kept killing you.
And then they started
penalizing
me.
That was just
really weird. No, because like I collect what I assumed was the power up. It's like you can stay the cool dinosaur. I wasn't bummed about it.
But Yoshi's pretty cool, though.
I mean, Yoshi's fine.
Yoshi is cool.
Yeah. I mean,
coolest, in fact.
I mean, out of the characters that I could select, Yoshi was by far the coolest.
Yeah. That's categorical. Yeah, that is the coolest. But yeah, I guess like when you looked at that through that lens, and I mean, admittedly, Nintendo's got a full store and they're doing a whole range of things. But to have Spider-Man coming out the same day, just as big of a title, really, for its platform.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And no show.
No, and it is one of those things, like, we know it's out there as well. Like, you know, we can say we've got it, we've played it, we're playing it, can't do any more than that. But, like, so knowing that it's out there, but it could come down to simple as, like, were Insomniac willing to have a vertical slice? Like, it's one of those things. Like, I guess even if they've created it. Like, they did it in the trailer, right? Like, why not put, like, that moment where we've seen in the trailers where, you know, Pete as the symbiote wrecks shop in some neighborhood? Like, why not make that playable here? And that's it is very interesting. It does kind of it sort of goes with PlayStation's sort of general media focus as of late, like not attending these things, not being involved in really any capacity. And I think now, granted, as we mentioned,
goodbye, crying Jim, onto a glorious new era.
Yeah, like hopefully this is something that like sort of changes with that as well. That we're going to see this transition into returning to this. Now, I have some off-record information I want to tell you about XDev. I'll talk to you guys later. I found some cool shit and I can't talk about it. I forgot it until right now, so I can't
talk
about it.
This show goes for 44 more minutes.
And I will forget in the next...
What an absolute dick.
Yeah, I totally forgot. But
no one outside is listening right now. Yeah. These speakers have stopped working.
Holy shit, that's a very good point. Like, you're like, hey, here's some cool like insider info that I just found out. Forgetting that there's speakers blasting out. Hi, everyone. But yeah, so it is very interesting that they aren't here, but even Microsoft not being here as well, once again, like, their
two
immediate
extremely
relief.
Profitable companies. Lots of money. Won't buy a panel.
Yeah.
buy space, sorry.
Yeah, That's more insider information around the price of these things.
Oops.
But the challenge that we have is, like, you would think that they would be here in some capacity, but it seems like there is that limited interest. Like, if they had it here, they had Spider-Man playable. There are booths. It's the cut. If they can have, you know, the 9 inches of Venom on display, like, you would tick all the boxes and you would meet that need.
But, but do you think that they're going to sell any more copies by having it here?
I guess that's the big question.
They're probably not.
There's that cost analysis.
There's, I guess, the hard to measure one, but, like, social engagements and those sorts of things, like building that frenzy that you used to get, like, these events.
Like, remember that one year that we came and then we went, oh, they don't really have anything here. And we get here and we find out Days Gone's playable?
Yeah.
Like, that blew my brain.
And critically unloved game.
Criminally unloved game. The Days Gone rules.
Thank you. I've had a few beers today.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, so the beauty of that is it does kind of free us up a bit, Max, of like what we can choose to cover. And it allows us to sort of go sprinkle around and like not hang out at one booth all day or really feel the need to deep dive into everything that PlayStation had to offer, because previously that's what we would do. Where now we can sort of wander the floor and try a bunch of things that we wouldn't. Now, granted, we would take, you know, preference. What? That's not a word. Preference. Yeah, sure, whatever. We would pick PlayStation, like, console-based shit quicker. But now we can kind of dip our toes. Like, last year we got to mess about with, like, Gunbrella, which isn't coming to PlayStation at
eventually,
time of recording.
Eventually, I think.
But, like, I had to talk about that game because it was rad. And so here, I've not touched a lot of games today because we are recording on the Friday afternoon. So normally we do this on like the Sunday, so we can kind of touch really everything. I keep saying touching things, and it makes myself uncomfortable. Oh, thank you. but the ones that I have checked out today, I did go check out.
The ones that you have touched?
The ones I have touched, yeah. Nicely, consensually, was Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man with no name? Man without a name?
Forgot his name?
The man who can't remember things. But yeah, so both you and I, Max...
Do you have an answer for this name, Max?
Yeah, I actually think it is.
The man who forgot his name?
It's on the badge. Shit.
Man who, like, you know, whatever. Yeah, so we went over to the Sega booth, checked it out. Now, I've never really messed about with the Yakuza games too much, so I was sort of interested. It's a franchise that has really piqued my interest over time, but knowing that there's, like, 17 of them...
He raised his name.
It raised his name.
He raised it. Oh, eraser, like an eraser.
Oh, okay. He raised it up.
He rubbed it out. It was a misprint.
Oh, just white out.
Yeah. It was like a misprint when he was doing some official documentation. He just rubbed it out, fixed it up. That's the premise of the entire game.
All right, fun fact. So my aunt and uncle, right, they've spent their entire... No, it's connected. They've spent their entire life working off...
They're just mad Yakuza fans.
No, they're working off their surname, right? Like, thinking that their surname was Betson. Turns out, my nan just grabbed their birth certificate, crossed out their old surname, and just wrote the new one. So the same principle.
So she didn't erase it at all.
No, she erased in the like blackout.
She defaced it.
She defaced it. Yeah.
The man who defaced his name.
Thankfully, wasn't called the old woman that defaced some birth certificates. It's a very specific game. Wouldn't sell many units. I would buy it.
Is it some kind of like expansion for Papers, Please?
Episode of For the Players is not brought to you by Ritalin. The day kicked in earlier and like it wore out. I am not in a good like energy. I'm also drinking like sweet Sonic Brew nitro infused black coffee just to kind of. Oh, and buddy's chatting. Dude, ADHD meds rule so hard. so I'm a bit of chaos of the brain at the moment. But Max, take it away from me before I murder this thing.
Yeah. All right, cool.
How is Yakuza? That's not Yakuza.
How was Yakuza? Yeah, it was cool. It was great fun.
Thanks,
so there's the demo of this playable here is a nice little slice where you kind of throws you into the deep end. You get you're literally thrown straight into combat, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Character models look rad. Some of the areas look way better than others. And essentially, the demo is just a massive Colosseum fight.
Yeah.
You get two options. I picked the more difficult one. I'm like, I've never played a Yakuza game before. How hard can it be? It's fine. Was like 3 seconds off the time trial victory. I'm like,
nice.
Shattered. Game's fun. Combat is pretty fluid.
Yeah.
At moments, I found that I really wish I had a lock on.
Yes.
because my character kind of was just flying around with no apparent target in mind. That was a bit rough.
I would agree with that. They would find that, like, I would go to swing and it would just go completely opposite direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, can I, like, turn back around and lock on? No. This is chaos. Did you mess with it today, Paul?
No, I haven't.
No, all right.
I'm 5,000 games, which say all of them, behind on the Yakuza franchise. So I just, yeah. It's too big of a mountain to climb, and I'm not playing a game without erasing names. Right now.
I mean, it's the same for me. Like, it was my first dip into a Yakuza. It might actually be, I think I might actually play.
Yeah,
I mean they're pretty accessible now. They're like all on Games Pass.
A bunch of them are on PS Plus.
I guess the key thing
is the game's extremely accessible now for people across
multiple
different platforms.
But the challenge that we have is what we've just played. We've just played the one that, like, it's a redux of the Japanese that now has come to the West, which is really cool.
Yeah.
However, it's the eight.
Ishin.
Yeah, Ishin, right? So, like, are we in a position where should we go back and do, like, Kiwami, which is the redo of, like, one, or do we then...
But are they all one connected through story?
I believe so. Yep.
You're shitting me.
I believe so. Like, it's the same character going on shit out for shits and gigs.
Really?
Game after game after game until you get to...
Yeah, it's very...
Until you get to the first Like a Dragon, at which point they introduced a new character, but then this eighth one that's coming out next year, not this name-erasing game.
You would think that the one that comes out would be early, like, next year, for like a soft reboot.
End of January,
yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
The eighth game, that follows the same character from seven, but also the guy from the original games is in it.
No, fuck that.
I've never played a single one of these things, and I've learned too much.
What do you mean? This is like all your anime things that you love the world.
Come on, mate.
Like, this is essentially like what One Piece or Bleach, where there has thousand episodes of something that you really can't dive into because there's...
Or understand, but you just play them anyway.
Yeah. This is game anime, but like not anime games.
Is that why you're enjoying it? Because it's not... It's,
got you there.
It's a good point. Because I have no issue with the idea of anime, but in practicality, it's bad. So, like, the premise is cool, delivery not so much. But, like, if you go, here's a game, and it's got anime thingies in it, I'm like, okay. And, like, I enjoy the characters, even down to the cliche, like, you know, Japanese, like, lead protagonist with, like, an unnecessarily deep voice.
Angsty and...
You know, like, that's what it was, trying to do without sounding super racist. But, you know,
didn't
so...
need to.
The fact that I had to clarify, I think, am I sounding racist? Probably
no,
meant that I was
to.
Sounding
Let's
kind
keep
of
going.
Racist.
Let's keep going.
But, yeah, so, like, that part's... It ticked all the... I'm interested to check it out. Combat seemed fun. It was very interesting that the cabaret section was in high fidelity, that we were like, hey, here's some scantily clad things going on. Go to the other area. Eh, it's fine. They really focused on, like, the area.
They know what people want in high def.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. They want, like, high def anime thingies. What else have you checked out, Max?
I've checked out a fair few indies. So I played Spin XD earlier this morning, which is Steam and Switch, unfortunately. But it is essentially like a DJ Hero.
Oh, what? Now I'm suddenly back in.
Yeah, so I went up and they're like, hey, we've developed this to actually work with a proper DJ turntable. So I played the game using a proper turntable.
Where is this?
It's literally right at the entrance door.
The public entrance.
Oh, dear God.
It's awesome. It's everything that you want a DJ Hero to be. Way better.
Yeah, DJ Hero did not do well. And I love me a cheap, shitty peripheral. Don't get me wrong. Love
it. This is not a cheap peripheral.
That's the catch. Like, there was a game in the indie section.
I mean, you can play with a mouse and keyboard. You can play with a controller. Or...
Can I plug my... If I was to buy a DJ Hero, can I plug that in and use it?
Maybe.
Why am I asking you? You don't know. You didn't make the game.
But yeah, so I had some fun with that.
I love how you have your pile. Okay.
Yeah, I have a pile of shit.
Oh, you played up to par. Yes,
I played up to par, a game that's about mini golf and is also
it's
a roguelite.
Comes from the Kiwis too. Only the Kiwis can come up with something so brilliant.
It's amazing. Randomly procedurally generated mini golf courses, and every six courses, you can buy upgrades with your leftover shots.
That is rad.
It's great. It's so simple. It's fantastic.
The code booth, like, I guess in terms of indie stuff, the code booth, which is the... the acronym's gone. But anyway, the New Zealand games,
yes.
Indies, anyway, there's some amazing stuff in there. I mean,
well,
there's things
dredges
like
Dredge, there,
which obviously came out, but also
the
overnight.
The DLC coming?
They announced the DLC overnight, and they want to talk to me. I'm like, all right, we'll talk.
Yeah, I'll talk. I'll talk about Dredge. Dredge Rules.
But there's a range of really, really cool things there. All credit to Renee on the Player 2 side. One of our newest team members, but
shout
she put together like 30 different shorts dedicated to a heap of different games, but every single one from the code section, the whole bunch from the, I don't know about the pronunciation, but the Yukio one, it's the swim section, which is the See What I Made. It's a whole bunch of like Southeast Asian developed games as well. She just put together shorts for every single one of them so people get a little preview. It's awesome. But like I knew going into it, like, holy crap, there are some awesome games in this section just thanks to her work. So.
Yeah,
Definitely worth checking out.
And it's also sort of nice from a more like holistic approach, right? Like, it's cool to have all these, you know, Australian based indies, but like, you know, Pat, I keep saying like a lot because I'm really running low on meds. With, you know, this being the biggest gaming convention in the Southern Hemisphere, like it makes sense for all,
like, you know,
other individuals to come from surrounding countries,
yeah,
to show off their work here and having complete section, you know. I'm very conscious of saying like
so
that.
No, so like we see it more and more these days where, you know, I think about Keeley, for example, and he tries to make sure with Game Awards or Summer Games Fest and those sort of things, he's finding indies from other less represented parts of the world. And he's been targeting like that Southeast Asian, Indian, like that whole kind of region, really, that part of Asia, and trying to put it on a pedestal. And I mean, for those developers, this is kind of sometimes the closest and perhaps easiest place for them to get the exposure, and they've got some great companies that are willing to take their stuff and demo it for them, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's lots of really, really cool games there across the swim section, but also the code bit. So lots of cool games for people to go check out. There's obviously amazing Australian indies, and we love to celebrate them and give them a little bit of extra attention. But there's some really cool stuff coming up from Neighbours as well, so worth checking. Neighbours specifically, the show.
From the show.
Ramsey Street is delivering this year.
Dating simulator, but it's set in the world of Neighbours.
That's awful.
That would be incredible.
Be bad.
Yeah. Then you get Toadie as DLC. but that would be the only problem if you were to make a Neighbours-themed like dating simulator, is everyone would just want to smooch...
Toadie.
Harold.
Toadie or Harold. Like, Harold comes back from the dead somehow.
Which they do, Madge. 15 times in this series, right?
I guess, you know, smooch on Madge a little bit.
I don't know Madge.
That was Harold's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she died in the show. Harold was really sad. He was so sad. Delta Goodrum might make an appearance. Maybe we can get her and her tunes back. Holly Valance, she's relevant sometimes.
No, she's not.
No.
But anyway, so we're not making a Neighbours video game.
Yet.
No, I think the license will be going for peanuts, so if you want it.
Oh, dude, you know it's back now?
I know.
Like, it went away.
Like,
and
if you want the license
back
to make a Neighbours video game, it'll cost you about $5 and a beer.
Oh, okay, I'll chat up. I'll make it happen. That'll be funsies. Yes, outside of that, what else have we been checking out? I spent some time with Prince of Persia. A New Legacy,
yep.
I believe it's called. So it's not the Prince of Persia.
The Lost Crown.
The Lost Crown, that's the one. I don't know where the New Legacy came from. I put that on my arsehole. It's very cool. It's essentially, it's a side-scrolling platformer in vein of the old-school original Prince of Persia, which is what I grew up on. So the second I felt it, it just felt organic and real.
This is the Nintendo booth, yeah?
Yes.
It's at Nintendo.
Yes, Ubisoft.
Coming to PlayStation, of course.
Yes, so Ubisoft don't have their own presence here. They are sharing booths, which is a big trend around the floor this year, is like this plus this.
I spent like 5 minutes looking at Ali, who's one of our amazing Ubisoft PR people. Like, I know you. But I don't know you in red. Why do I know you? Before it finally tweaked.
we had the same thing. So one of the beauties... we're going to come back. One of the beauties of PAX is we're able to sort of meet people that we've only ever spoken to through like Twitter or PR emails or whomever. That we got to spend some time with Con. He's off dicking about up in the tech booth.
I still haven't met him yet.
Oh, yeah. We'll head over there later.
Just make sure you get in the right line.
Oh, yeah. He was really aggressive at like just random customers. Great of people.
I'm all about it.
He's like, you in the line or not? Hey, what do you want?
But he also had the shittest line coming up to a closed door.
And what's he demoing, sorry?
Tekken 8.
Oh, Tekken 8. Oh, yep. So he's up there, okay.
Yeah, no, it's rad. It's playable. It's cool. We'll come back to Tekken. So yeah, Prince of Persia is really cool. Very similar to that old energy, which I loved. Even down to like, you know, you can sort of traverse down into extra little areas. It's all blocked off because of the demo, of course, but it's really got my interest.
Yeah, I kept smashing those walls like, oh, Okay, everywhere I went, I kept cannoning into something that I couldn't access.
I did love it. The guy at the booth was like, hey, there's walls that like look like you could punch them, but don't. Like, they're blocked off. Don't waste your time. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I wasted my time. And Ellie didn't tell me that.
But no, I really enjoy it. Keen to check it out. You know, right, Ubisoft Betson. Coming through full force again. Which, you know, as when I get home, I'll play Assassin's Creed Mirage.
So. And then get real hot and wet for Avatar.
I'm so keen to go and play Miragi.
Miragi.
What else? Yeah, went and played Tekken 8. So both Max and I had played it previously during the closed network
CNT.
Test. The CNT, not a swear word. And it was rad then. And the only downside that I had is because it was a closed network test, all about stress testing the network, I could never get a game.
Yeah, I stupidly, like, so when you played it, they're like, versus a bot, we will determine how good you are, and that's who we're going to matchmake you against. Yeah. And it turns out I'm really good at playing against bots, but absolutely shit at playing against other humans.
Surprise. No.
So I just got absolute hammered every time I played online, because I got rated way too high, in my opinion.
Well, it does make sense. So we went over there, and Max was like, all right, let's go. And I was just full of piss and vinegar. I was cocky. I'm like,
so what? We're going to fight about it?
I prepared to eat a dick, Max.
And then you look down and you're like, shit, this is an arcade stick.
Yeah, I walked over and
you
I was like...
You played with arcade sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That didn't go well for me. I got clean swept. It was bad. It was real bad. Yeah. I don't have the dexterity for it. It didn't
Sorry,
work for me.
What was that?
No, that was not me, like, DJing.
Yeah, playing that other game, which is cool.
Yeah, you...
What else? Is there anything else? I think that's all I've really spent time with so far. It is day one. There's a lot more because I kind of expected, like, you see the big hitters, we take advantage of the media hour, we, you know, scope
the floor. We socialise through most of the...
Yeah, we film the video and then socialise the rest of it. But the idea is the media hour is for us to look around and see what is of interest. Like the big hitters, knowing that they're the ones going to have the most brutal line, hence your Super Mario Bros. Etc. So be able to go do that is really cool. And then now, for the rest of the weekend, I'm like, all right, well, let's go spend some time in the indies. Because, like, I've got a booking to see, is it Go-Go Town, which is a cool little cozy game. Yeah, man.
I missed it. I want to go try it.
Oh, well, yeah, check
the
it out.
The Prideful Sloth people.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, on Friday, I say of course. And then on Sunday, I have a booking with Drop Bear Bites.
Nice.
You know, the team based out of Torquay.
Basically living in your backyard.
Literally 5 minutes down the road from us, and I with the CRPG set in Outback Australia. Keen as hell to play it. It's coming to console. Big win. I wanted to play it when it was on PC.
But it's not coming to PlayStation at launch, is it? It's like PC and delayed a little Game Pass, bit, yeah. But then the PlayStation's down the road. So, good one, Phil.
Yeah. But yeah, so Mac, is there anything else of major note, or even yourself, Pad, anything else of major consequence? Before, like, we did.
Game. I think I've literally mentioned every game that I've played, except for I hit the tabletop section, and played some tabletop games, but other than that, I haven't really hit much. Nothing like jumped out at me. At one point, I went to line up at what was clearly a horror game. And then I looked at the line and just went, I can't.
Oh, is that the Into the Dead? It's got actually a pretty big stall.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just can't be bothered. At the time, you weren't there, and I was like, I don't want to stand here by myself. I want someone to talk to in line if I'm going to stand here for half an hour. So, yeah.
But about yourself, Pat, anything else?
Going to go kick some people's asses in an AFL game tomorrow. Win $100 and blow it on beer. But no, I think, look, it's mostly just going to be about the indies. Just roam through and just see what floats my boat. Go-Go Town, now that I'd actually know it's here, somehow I keep missing it, but, like, really keen to go check that one out. But I've also got a few interviews lined up over the course of the weekend. I'll be back here in this booth for Dev Diary about this time tomorrow. I've got a panel this year.
Dev
Diary panel's going to be on.
Did offer to MC, but you didn't get back to me? That's cool.
Yeah, strange, I didn't get that invite. A request, sorry.
So your secretary just never put it through. It just hit them there. They went, no. They just shut it down.
They put it on the pile. And they're like, no.
It has been this really weird thing for me where I've... Like, Dev Diary is audio only.
Yes.
As most people would actually listen to the show, I guess, would know. And I've been... Like, very last thing I did within our media hour was go over to the code section and go check out some of the indies and sat there and played Red Echo. Really cool little game. Very, very early in its development. But at the end, hey, look, your media, do you want to just pop your name and details down here so we can reach out with anything in the future? So I did. Oh, can you also just pop down what outlet you represent? Like, okay, no worries. So I wrote player2/dev diary. He goes, dev diary? You're the host of that. I'm like, yeah.
But yes, like, I am that Paul James.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that Paul James. Yeah, I'm the only host of that, I guess. So yes, that's me. I'm having these little moments as I walk around the floor, and it's been very weird for me. Yeah. I'm liking it because I'm an egotistical prick. But
well, it's one of those things that's not quite the ETSU. It's more of that like it's recognition, right?
No, I'm an egotist.
Yeah, okay, that too.
No, but, definitely.
But the recognition helps your ego, though, right? You have that ego. Oh, you know, this
it's cyclical, right?
Feels good for my insides, as you know. But the dev diary, it's done wonders, man. So it's
been
so
good.
It's so good to see that. All right, Max. You look. We can't. Like, we essentially talk about a big fancy version of what we've been playing. There has been some PlayStation news that's dropped over the last couple of days. Not too many things. No prepared doc.
Can I just add one thing? Because I wasn't able
sure
to.
Can.
Obviously, was not present on your show last week.
Yes.
Ding dong, Jim is gone.
That's okay.
Not yet. Like he's.
Well, will be.
He's going.
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out, champ.
He's going.
That wet blanket that's just dampened PlayStation for the last 4 years.
Like, imagine if it got worse after he leaves.
So,
Jim Ryan's going to walk out the door or whatever, and Sean Lane's just going to out of the ground. Like, surprise, I'm back.
No, he's got Chinese money, man. He's got NetEase money. He's not going anywhere.
Tequila Mostos.
But
he's got 10 cent. He's fine.
That's the old El Paso ad, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, so this is where it's interesting, right? So, part of Jim Ryan's initiative is that moving forward, first party will primarily be focusing on those multiplayer games.
Nice segue. I can see where this is going.
So,
segue.
We don't want you to just buy the game once. We want you to continuously pay us for the same thing.
Correct. So, with that in mind, one of the bits of news that dropped this week is about The Last of Us multiplayer.
Your buddy's favorite game got cancelled.
Essentially being put on ice. Not cancelled. Put on
no,
ice.
It's fine. It's gone.
Yep. all right, Max.
Buddy's the only one who plays it.
Okay.
And now it's not going to get made.
Buddy came to my house. He stayed in Geelong this week.
Cried all night. Betson had to hear it.
It was at my house for only a couple of days. I'm working from home, so I come in the room.
Oh,
he's playing
I saw
Last
him installing
of Us.
It. Yeah.
He installed Last of Us on my PlayStation just so he could play it while he was not there.
I mean, it's a good thing he wasn't staying with Padge, because then he wouldn't have been able to install it by the time he left.
No. You're very impressed by me in it. It's like, it took 5 minutes.
I can't say
that
with an audience.
All right, Max, read some news.
So it turns out there's no need to be worried about the hack. It turns out it was just employee information.
That's not good.
Oh, who cares? The employees don't matter, right?
Just employee information. Yeah. It's all good. Don't stress.
Do you have more information about The Last of Us?
Oh, it's just here. So apparently the headline is The Last of Us Multiplayer's Microtransactions Man Has Left Naughty Dog.
So just to make it, this is the guy from
Call
of Duty, the Fortnite.
It was from Epic, yeah.
Yeah.
So for those that may not be aware.
It's basically the one that established the monetization system for Fortnite.
Correct. So this gentleman, as Padge alluded to, came in with Insight. They were the one that designed the Battle Pass system for Fortnite. The thing that makes them the most amount of money.
The successful Battle Pass.
The one that essentially laid the foundation for every other games as a service.
And then began to fail and prompted them to fire 900 people last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. No, because they realize all their money's in one pool.
I know, it's more
pool.
Than that, I'm just being, yeah.
It is insane that, like, Fortnite, one of the biggest things in the world ever.
It's not meeting expectations.
It just turned out their next anime skin cost them too much money to put in the game.
Ugh.
Well, yeah, it's just not meeting expectations. Suddenly they hired a few Square Enix executives and they just weren't happy with the amount of money it was making all of a sudden.
So, let's get into the speculation side of things. All right, you've got, from the rumor mill that we have about The Last of Us, we got 5 minutes. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. All right. We've got 6 minutes now. Oh, shit. I just wasted some of that time saying 6 minutes.
Talk.
All right. Here we go. Let's talk Last of Us. That's the thing. Speculate that we've had the groundwork that the Bungie came in and went, it's not working. Now we've got, allegedly, it's put on ice. We hear from their focus as a first party that they want to essentially work within the games of service model. Then the guy that's coming in to sort of lead what they mentioned was not the successful part, which was the stickiness of The Last of Us multiplayer, this new one. Oh, yep. Sorry, buddy, just walked past. I dropped on purpose. Where do you think this is?
Keep going,
we're
out of time.
We've got 5 minutes. So what's your thought?
It's going to be a part of The Last of Us Part 3.
You reckon?
It'll just be a mode in The Last of Us Part 3.
It's never
it lives.
They'll have to scale it down
it's
and
a
then
whole,
put it in 3.
Like, we put it on ice. Ice was a very specific thing. That is a delay at the end of the day.
With nothing being officially announced,
Last of Us Part 2, the show, subsequent seasons, which might be delayed because of writer strikes and all those sort of things too, but like, all of this buys them time for when the third game rolls along to have that just built into it.
Yeah.
Simple as that, I think.
But the big concern is it won't be ready, and then would you...
But it's basically, like, I mean, it seems like Bungie said, like, your monetization's not right. Not that the game's bad, but your monetization systems and the balancing around that's flawed.
But you would think that that's...
But when it's built into the game all of a sudden, you've already spent your whatever in your local currency, $5,000 to buy it here, that monetization structure changes.
I mean, the issue is, you know, not a game developer, don't know how hard this shit is, but at what point can they just fix it? Like, how long is that fixed that it needs to be 5 years down the track when Part 3 releases?
Well, because, as you mentioned, one of the challenges is stickiness, right? That's a fundamental...
It won't be 5 years, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
let's not kid ourselves. I don't know when the
Paul
last
said that with utter confidence. I was like, oh.
No, but also it's already been nearly 4 years. It's already been like 3+ years. So
yeah, all right. Elder Scrolls 6 was teased 6 years ago. Still not even started.
Yeah, and then the game finally came out and it was like an 83 on Metacritic. Suck it, Xbox people. Anyway.
Beautiful. All right. Well, as I said, we do have a little bit of time. We got to wrap this bad boy up, but.
It's really weird being stuck to a schedule.
Yeah, we kind of just go until we get bored. So, I guess everyone else is bored. So this is the difference. We're getting nods from the crowd outside. Everyone's like, "Nah, this is fucking done." All right.
Boo them! Boo them!
Beautiful. All right. So once again, we'll wrap it up now. Big thank you to the team over at Audio Technica for once again letting us come hang out here in the booth. Pretty much every year, but last year because we booked in too late. We have been very lucky to sit here on the floor and do our utter nonsense. We really appreciate them giving the time for us. I know there's limited spots, so really appreciate once again being considered. Padge, you're here tomorrow for Dev Diary. Max, you're going home.
I'm going home.
You're going home. You're done.
I'm going to be playing Miragi all weekend.
Yeah.
Looking after a newborn child.
But yeah, we'll do a little very, very quick little wrap up because our spiel normally takes a long time. So this is for the players. The Pop Culture Precision Podcast comes out on your Mondays on your podcasts and your YouTube services, all those other things, socials. Just look for Pop Culture. Myself, I'm Hagen MC. Max is Bpossess 101. Paul is Paul James Games. And yeah, that's pretty good. That kind of wraps it up, doesn't it? Nice way to end it. Thank you everyone for listening, and we're really sorry for everyone outside the booth.